I asked, "What's happening?" I knew maybe 20 words in Grogor, but that was 20 more than anyone else within 7,000 miles.
"The speaker sends me to lead you to where the invader is most vulnerable. We have watched closely and know."
"Thank you. We appreciate it. Lead on." Shifting languages, I observed. Marvelous how these guys suddenly talk the lingo when they want something. Candles grunted. Goblin, who had sneaked forward for a look around, returned just in time to offer me directions to the same weak point Nanyuang Bao had in mind. The squat man seemed a little surprised we could find our butts with our hands, maybe even a touch disgruntled. "You got a name, short and wide?" I asked. "If you don't have one you prefer, I guarantee you these guys will hang one on you, and I promise you won't like it."
"Hear, hear,"
Goblin agreed, chuckling.
"I am Doge. All Nguyen Bao call me Uncle Doge."
"All right, Uncle. You going up there with us? Or did you just come over to direct traffic?" Already Goblin was whispering instructions to the guys creeping up behind us. No doubt he had left a few soft spells of sleepiness or confusion amongst the southerners as he was scouting. Little discussion was needed. We would drive into their soft spot, kill anything that moved, split them in half, butcher anybody who didn't run away. Then we would back away before Mogaba began feeling too confident.
"I will accompany you, although that stretches the speaker's instructions to extremes. You bone warriors surprise us continually. I wish to watch you at your work."
I never considered killing people to be my profession, but did not care to argue. "You speak Taglian very well, Uncle." He smiled.
"I am forgetful, though, Stone Soldier. I may not remember a word after tonight."
Unless the speaker jogged his memory, I supposed. Uncle Doge did a great deal more than watch us hack and stab southerners. He turned into a one-man cyclone, flailing around with a lightning sword. He was as sudden as the lightning, but as graceful as a dancer. Each time he moved, another Shadowlander fell.
"Damn,"
I told Goblin a while later. "Remind me not to get into a quarrel with that character."
"I'll remind you to bring a crossbow and let him have it in the back from 30 feet is what I'll do. After I put a deafness and a stupidity spell on him, to even things up a little."
"Don't be surprised if it's me distracting you someday, when One Eye sneaks up and offers you a cactus suppository."
"Speaking of the runt, tell me, who's being conspicuously absent without leave lately?"
I sent messages to the various units suggesting that we had done our part to relieve Mogaba's troops. We should all go back to our part of town, patch ourselves up, take naps, like that. I told the Nguyen Bao elder, "Uncle Doge, please inform the speaker that the